anymore.
Get off till 5:30.
Now, fella, what happened?
In the locker room, I'd already changed clothes and everything, and my boss called me and said, "Hey, we got a spill out here. Got any floor dry?" And I had, I don't know, 20 bags, and then he's like, "Yeah, I'm gonna need a lot more than that." And he said he wanted a whole pallet of floor dry 4 in the morning. And so I started looking, and then he decided, no, he needed it today. So I had to go to Carson's, and I picked up, I don't know, 50 bags that would fit in a truck, and then come back, and then had to order a bunch more.
Rather than sit out, use big mats?
Some big mats, but this was like, I don't know, it looked like, you know, 500 gallons. I know they were filling some waste containers, some of them 300-gallon square plastic totes, and I think so. Something happened, and they were trying to block it up so it didn't get into the drain. Of course, the drain goes straight to our water treatment, you know, and we can get it cleaned up. But I think they were afraid if it got in the drain, it would solidify, and then we'd have a serious issue.
Be an issue if you can't drain it down.
So, I guess you got to pick up all that floor dry and put it in something to get rid of it. So I got to check today to see if I got to run to Greenville to pick up more floor dry or if I can wait till noon for them to deliver it.
You got any big plans for the weekend?
In the morning to go to a town just south of Raleigh called Cary. And see, visit her with her mom and her sister.
Are you telling me coming back on Monday?
Coming back on Monday so we can rest on Tuesday.
Relaxing weekend then.
Yes. And then I'll have to take some stuff with me to do some stuff and see what they're going to do. Maybe, I don't know, we might go out in town and do something. My brother-in-law, I think he's got to go to Texas, so he won't be there.
Take any radio equipment with you?
I'll take my HD, and I think we're taking a car, so I'll have this radio, and I'll see what I can do. I might try to program it a little bit, see if there's any digital stations up that way.
Covered it, so I'm sure they've got them.
Huge town, so there should be plenty around there.
Zygu this weekend, so I've converted my radio bag over into my camping bag. So it's got my radio and just a few clothing items in it for this weekend.
Camping?
Me and the boys are going to Rutherfordton for Boy Scout camp out.
It should be below freezing up there this weekend. It'll be awesome.
I know the wind Saturday is supposed to be up in the 20 miles per hour, so I'll have to make sure I stay tent down real good.
Went and got me some half-inch rebar at at Lowe's, about 2 foot long, and then I put it at least in the four corners. Of course, my tent's really big, so I put 6 of them on it. And that, man, it works good. I mean, we were on the outer banks, and the tent was blowing up like a balloon, and then collapsing and blowing up, and I didn't even have a loose string the next morning. And the camper across from me, his awning folded up like a pretzel.
You got some of those, they're a little heavier duty or tent stakes. They usually have the little plastic piece on the top of it. I mean, plastic's usually not great, but the stakes themselves are pretty thick, so hopefully that'll help a little better than the ones that come with the tent.
Little 3-pound sledgehammer, and I put them in about 18 inches in the ground at an angle, and trust me, the worst thing that's happened is you're going to stab your foot with one.
Okay. Oh, man. Yeah, I figured I needed something a little more robust than what comes with a tent, because I don't think those are made to stand 20 mile an hour winds.
I went with the long ones because, you know, we used a lot of times put it down there at the beach or whatever, and that stuff's pretty sandy, so you got to get it pretty deep to do any good.
Definitely that. Hopefully, I mean, I'm sure it's in the woods. Hopefully that'll cut down on the wind some, but still. And I think it'll be in the middle of the day as well. I think it's supposed to be like 3 or 4 o'clock, so that's good. I'd rather that than when I'm in the tent at night.
We're on the campfires.
Definitely do that, but like I said, it's supposed to be around 3 or 4 p.m., so hopefully by the evening it'll slow down. I just don't know if it'll be enough for a campfire.
It had enough rain up there that you could have one.
Possible, but I know it's supposed to be cold Saturday.
That's around here, it'll just pitiful.
Anytime soon, either.
Not this year. Maybe next summer.
Got another crisis to go.
Get one. Hang on a minute. I'm getting in my bad area. FW, I'm back.
Report again. KO4, yes.
From the bottom before you get to Highway 80.
Somebody gonna have to put some RF chokes on the air or something.
See that? They don't think nothing about bothering other people.
But legally, I mean, you have a foot and a leg to stand on. I mean, I just don't know that they would actually do anything. I'm sure most companies would just brush it off.
You proved it was their sign.
Who with a little loop antenna?
Get to put some tie wraps on the end of my antenna before it gets hung on something.
Come loose at the half?
Yeah. I'm going to have to do some surgery on it because they had it, you know, they had heat shrink on it and everything to keep the water out, and now it's broke off too short, so I'm going to have to take that off and do some stuff to it to get it all sealed back up.
Fun. If you need any help, just give me a holler.
Soldering stuff's not me, and I really struggled to get it back together the last time, and the connector's kind of funny. You back out the screw, but if you don't stick something in there and lift that little plate up, it won't hook onto the cable.
It was soldering. I'll do it. I get it done, but I guarantee you mine's not the best in the world.
The one side is the ground, so it's pretty good size, you know, wire and that they got on there. But the other side is just the center conductor on the coax. Man, it doesn't take nothing to break that thing.
I wonder if you can, well, I don't know, you start trying to loop it or something, but I was going to say, I wonder if you can take some kind of stress relief on it.
I'd send it to you.
Yeah. Well, I am getting off on my exit. I'm gonna get this antenna off the top of the car, so I'm gonna say 73G. Be safe this morning, and hopefully you have a great weekend. Just play on your radio a little bit, and maybe we'll holler at you next week, hopefully Tuesday or Wednesday morning. It's KO4CEF, and I'm gonna be clear on your final, Ken.
3, Andrew. You have an awesome day. Enjoy that weekend with the boys and that, and I'll try to catch you later. Stay safe. KN4 TFW.